with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. And I'm just waiting for my next guest, and it's going to be a fun interview. It's something just special here for the beginning of the year because everybody's interested in diet and health and getting some good ideas. And so I'm looking forward to talking to Andre Michaelides, and we're going to be talking about the Noom mindset. And he should be calling in any minute. 2023 gives us so many challenges, but we can control one thing. We can control ourselves, more or less, at least if we get some help and if we get some ideas and input into good ways to help make our lives better. But now we are going to get ourselves in shape because it's 2023, and with the help of Andre Michaelides, we can all get in shape using the Noom mindset. Hi, Dr. Michaelides.
Hi, how are you? It's great to be on the show. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you. And I thought, well, what better way to start off the new year than your book? Because it is a way to learn the science and lose the weight. So tell us about this book and how you can help all of my listeners.
Great. Yeah, great question. So the book is really meant to give your listeners the information about how their brain works and how behavior change works, and to give you all the different skills that are necessary. So we built the Noom program over the past 14 years, and we decided to put it all together on a piece of paper and turn it into a book that anyone can use.
And you have a lot of information in here that I think will help people focus on what they need to learn, what they need to do in their lives. From the beginning where you say, you rule, what does that
That's
mean?
Right. It means that you have the ability to make changes in your life. Knowing that, you know, everyone's life has different obstacles. Everyone has their own personal environmental things that that might stand in the way of behavior change. The idea with the book is to give you all the knowledge so that you can apply it into your own personal situation to maximize your chance of making meaningful changes.
It's the third day into the new year, and people are setting resolutions, and they need to set goals. That's the important thing. How do they focus on setting the right goals for themselves?
Yeah, it's a really powerful question. I think before you even set a goal, it's important to think about why you're setting a goal. What is the context around that? It's the equivalent of leaving your home with a destination in mind, as opposed to just sort of wandering. So keeping the why in mind is incredibly, incredibly important, especially as things get difficult, and they will, because behavior change is really difficult. Then above and beyond that, when it comes to setting goals, I would start really small, and I would set a SMART goal, which is, it's not something that Noom invented, but it's something that we embrace and we use, and that really means setting a goal that is specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound or time-limited. So setting a small goal around something that has more context, which is your why, is what I would recommend as maybe a first step.
You know, we are facing a crisis here in definitely in the United States with people being overweight.
Sure.
And perhaps you can give us some statistics. I'm worried a little bit about media talking about it's not so bad to be overweight. What do you feel about this?
Yeah, it's definitely a hot topic. It's absolutely a hot topic. We know that for certain categories of obesity, losing weight can decrease your chances of developing chronic disease. So I think there are different sides of this spectrum. We also have a media that likes to put out what is the perfect person, how the perfect person looks, and that's not really realistic. And it also can impede on, you know, someone's ability to love themselves. So ultimately, it, you know, health looks different for every single person. And with the book, you know, the idea is that you'll cultivate the kinds of changes in your healthy habits that work for you and your specific lifestyle. But, you know, I think as far as statistics go, you know, one that comes to mind is that, you know, 45% of the population struggles with at least one chronic condition. And that's a lot. That really is a lot.
So the ultimate goal of the Noom project, the Noom mindset, what do you hope people will get out of this?
Well, Noom's mission is to help people everywhere lead healthier lives through behavior change. And the ultimate goal with the book is to disseminate that information across a larger population so that more and more people can lead healthier lives through behavior change. And weight loss could be one of those things that you do. We like to think about health as being on four different pillars, which is nutrition, sleep, exercise, and stress management. And so what we're hoping to accomplish with this book is to help the most amount of people in the world, you know, lead a healthy life.
When we're talking about healthy, what is healthy?
Yeah, so healthy is different to different people. For some people, like, it does mean keeping the weight down. For other people, it might be changing the voice in their head that criticizes them all the time. So health takes different shapes and forms for different people. And for many people, yeah, it is. You know, maintaining a stable weight. But I will definitely say that, like, healthy looks different for different people. And that's, you know, your journey to kind of figure out what that is.
Now, when you started the Noom project, you came out with coaches to help people, right?
Coaching was not added until later on within the program. So we actually, when Noom was, when originally started, it was geared towards just fitness and exercise. And then, you know, the co-founders, you know, really realized that, hey, like, there's a lot more to, you know, to getting a healthy lifestyle than just, you know, exercising and that sort of thing. And that's where the organization took a real big pivot to thinking about it using a psychological approach. And so we hired our first coach in 2015. And the program was built since then.
So when you talk about the psychology of eating, what advice do you have for my listeners?
So number one piece of advice is to just to increase your awareness of yourself and your thinking and, you know, your thinking around eating. We all eat for many, many different reasons. And, you know, those reasons might be the same at all different points of time. But the idea is to increase your awareness and be more mindful of yourself within these behaviors is a very important first step. Because in order to change a pattern or to do something different, you have to kind of see it happening. The book helps you increase your awareness so that you can draw your attention to some of those things. And then the second thing I'll say for your listener is to just really start off small. You know, Rome was not built in a day, and so doing something very small and building on that can be extremely powerful, yet is I think is very underestimated.
Well, what do you call this miraculous mindfulness? What do you mean by that? How do we get to that point where something's miraculous?
It takes a very long time and is very, very difficult to do. Essentially, when we think about miraculous mindfulness, it's learning how to be in the moment and to be present with whatever you are doing. And it's hard to even understand that concept or to wrap your brain around the positive feelings of being present in the moment that you're in without being exposed to that idea in and of itself. You know, I wasn't raised with the idea of mindfulness even being a concept, even being a thing. And even after I learned about mindfulness as a psychologist, I couldn't wrap my brain around it until I've had some moments that really connected me to the present moment. And so the idea behind that chapter is that that mindfulness is a thing. It exists, and it takes some time to cultivate and some practice. But if you do it, there are some very demonstrated positive effects of being present in the moment.
Well, the name of the book is The New Mindset, Learn the Science and Lose the Weight. Do you have a website that you want people to go to find out more?
Sure. Absolutely, yeah. So you can go to Noom, NOOM.com /book to find out about the book. Or if you want to check out more information about Noom or the program, you could just go to Noom.com. That's NOOM.com.
And they can find out more about the program and what you're doing. And hopefully they will get this book and go through the chapters carefully, thinking about why they pick up the book in the first place. If you pick up the book, it means you want something. You need something in your life. The New Mindset, Learn Science, Lose the Weight will help you focus on the things that are important for you to understand, correct?
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. The idea is to learn about yourself and about all the processes that take place.
And hopefully next year you can be back here on the first of the year, and we can talk about some of the progress. I'm asking my listeners to send me notes, and if they make progress in their lives because of the book, to tell me about it, and then we'll have you back in a year. Is that a good idea?
Amazing. I love it. Sounds great.
Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for being on the program today. Again, the name of the book is The New Mindset, Learn Science, Lose Weight. And you can get it from their website or online, and I'm sure in bookstores. Dr. Michaelides, thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful day.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you. Bye-bye now. Bye. Bye-bye now.